Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dennis, we're talking about history. We're talking about how people just get divided. We're talking about the United States and Australia and other countries. And how we've reached a place and time where the perils are great. You can see the beginnings of the Civil War and the Second American Revolution have already started. Nonstop protests. I can't see it getting any better. I can only see it get worse. And those who wish that the president would succumb to the coronavirus, have they really thought this through? Have they really thought about the fallout that will occur almost immediately as a result of them getting their wishes? And their wishes are sick, absolutely sick. And we just heard at the top of the hour news that social media is censoring what is being said. Well, they have a right to. They have a right to censor it. You know, when you sign up for one of those social media sites, you agree to the terms and conditions of their site. You agree to that. It's kind of like thinking that you have a right to go into a store without a mask if there's a sign on the store that says you will wear a mask if you come into the store. You don't have a right to violate their policy. You don't. Just like when someone comes into my house, if they think they can smoke here, they can't. They'll be ejected immediately. And who do they think they are anyway? You know, your rights only extend to when they impact and affect other people. Okay? And we need to remember that. We need to remember the golden rule. Do unto others as you would like it be done unto you. But we've forgotten that. Like that moron who ran over that cat, thinking of just himself, not paying attention, speeding, reckless driving, careless driving. People who don't tie their loads down on the back of their pickup trucks. They're just thinking of themselves. Oh, it'll be all right. I don't need to spend time tying that load down. What's the worst that can happen? That ladder will fly off, land through somebody's windshield. Oh, well, it'll be all right. You don't have a right to injure other people. You don't. And we need to remember that. All across the globe, people are angry at each other, at the system, at the media, at their neighbors, at their family members. I know families who are in conflict because they can't get everyone that is living in the same house to pull their own weight. Hey, can you cut the lawn? Nah, don't feel like it. How about tomorrow? Nah, I don't think so. How did we get to this point? How did we get to the point where people are not willing to, you know, literally do their share? You know, if you have five or six people in a house, can you take turns vacuuming? Sure. Can you take turns cooking, cleaning? Sure. And that's where we're headed. Actually, we're already there. Young people are moving back. Parents are moving back. Families are going back the way it used to be, back during the first Great Depression in the United States, where they cut expenses by living together. But not everybody is willing to help out within that family. And I remember having a conversation with a neighbor who was trying to have some family members pull their own weight. And I said, it's real simple. You sit down at the kitchen table and you write a list of what you want done with, you know, the tasks that need to be done. Cooking, cleaning, all those things. And you say, if you want to live here, sign this. Because this is what you're going to have to do to live in my house. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Perfect sense. Yeah. Because, households need to be maintained. And, you know, I had a conversation a little while back with my son. And I said, listen, you've got to be aware that it says in the Bible that if you won't work, you shouldn't eat. That's just how it is. And it's getting to the situation very quickly all through the West, certainly in Australia and probably in America as well, that those people who will not work to grow their own food won't eat in 6 months' time. And, you know, there's a little saying that I'm very fond of saying lately. And I say, you know, I'll stand at the door and I'll have a bag of potatoes, for example, or a packet of seeds in my hand. I said, okay, son, well, I'm going out to the garden. I'm going to plant these so that we can eat in 6 months' time. You know? I mean, we sort of laugh about it, but it's actually true and it's actually serious. But that's how it is around here, that I'm planting things like courgettes and potatoes and peas and things like that, beans and whatever, and also other things as well, apple trees and plum trees and also cactuses and all manner of plants so that we can eat in a few months' time. Because if I don't, we probably won't eat in a few months' time. And I'm buying stores from the supermarket as well, like flour and eggs and, pasta, stock powders and things like that. And stashing them as much as I can, because if people don't do that, then one day they're not going to be able to go to the supermarket anymore, okay? And personally, I can see that this whole mask thing is not protecting anyone. It's causing hypoxia, which means a lack of oxygen in the blood, which is sending people crazy. And this is an effect that's been known about for at least the last 50 years and has been written about in medical journals for all that time. But, you know, the day is going to come when I won't be able to go to a supermarket. You know, at the moment I can. Sometimes, but the day's going to come when I'm not going to be able to do that anymore. So I have another set of resources to call on, which is psychological resources, which is having grown up in a indigenous tribal community where people, they could grow their own vegetables and they could hunt in the forest. And if it came to it that they didn't have any money, they could still survive by growing vegetables and hunting and raising pigs and this sort of thing on their own tribal land. And they would go onto their tribal land and they would build a house on the tribal land, what you in the United States probably would call an Indian reservation. And they would go there and they would do that on the tribal land, and as well as that, then they would, when the tribe had a feast, then they would come to this, you know, person who was keeping pigs on tribal land and say, hey, would you be able to provide a pig for the feast? And they'd say, yeah, sure, that's fine. And so then the tribe won, and the local individual pig farmer who was breeding pigs on the tribal land would win, and everybody would win, everybody would be fed, and everybody would be happy. But it was work. And, tribal pig farmer was not getting any money for raising pigs. He was still living on unemployment checks, but he was keeping his family, and he was keeping quite a proportion of his tribe fed, you know. And then you'd get the guy from the who had a job at the bakery would get the old bread and the old pies, and guess where they would go? They'd go into the pig pen, you know. Some of them would go into the pig pen. Some of them would be distributed to the children in the tribe. That's what happened back in the day. I'm talking about like 20 years ago, okay. That's what would happen. But it's the thing of everybody working together, everybody, not fighting, everybody cooperating to maintain life. That's what you're going to have to do. But you have to realize who the enemy is, okay, and what they do, and that if somebody shows up to your gate in a uniform, they're not your friend, okay? And they should be treated with hostility. That is, I've been given a bad time by the people in suits and uniforms for saying that, but I will continue to say it, that if the people in uniforms show up at your gate, they should be treated with hostility because they're your enemy. And they should not have a comfortable life because they are the oppressor. That's just how it is. And if everybody did that, I think that they would have a lot fewer recruits because, and people say, oh, but yeah, they're just trying to do their job and, where would you be without them? And I'd say, well, listen, as it is at the moment, I am without them because if I did have a problem, I wouldn't feel safe calling them. Because they might come and, put me in cuffs for reporting a problem. Hey, they've done it before. I've had problems, with people doing criminal activity against me and, tried to go to the police. They did nothing and, then reported it publicly through a particular medium. And the police came along and arrested me for doing that, for reporting a crime. This is what they do. They're not on your side. They're not your friends. And now in Victoria, we've got people, we've got soldiers, Australian Army soldiers deployed against the Australian people here in Victoria. They're not your friends either. They are in treason right there. Because it is against our Commonwealth of Australia constitution for the Australian Army to be deployed against the Australian people. That's called treason. Okay? So if they show up at the gate here, they'll be treated with hostility too. Okay? And people might say, oh, yeah, but they might kill you. I say, well, I wouldn't want to live in the sort of world that they've got planned anyway. So, they better make sure that they remember to put some bags in the boot. That's all that I've got to say about that one. Maybe for them, maybe for me. But this is where it's coming down to. But it's having the background of having researched things like the troubles in Ireland.
We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, in that line of thinking, class, you're on your own. And in terms of if you don't work, you don't eat. Well, there's a story about this farmer, and he was at services on Sunday. And at the end of services, he met with the preacher, and he said, "Preacher, that was a wonderful sermon. Just a wonderful sermon. And by the way, preacher, you got to come see my garden. I've been working all summer long on the garden. It is quite something to see. I really would like it if you'd come see it." So the preacher shows up, or showed up at the farmer's and place, and they were looking at the garden. And the preacher said, "Wow, just look at those peppers. What wonderful peppers God has made. And what wonderful corn God has brought. And what beautiful tomatoes God has delivered." And the farmer said to the preacher, "Preacher, you should have seen this garden when God was doing it all by himself."
Yeah, that's about the sum of it.
Yeah, that's the way it is around here. It really is. So, you know, if it's kind of a cute little story, but if you really think about it, class, you're going to have to do it yourself. You can't depend on anyone. I mean, heck, I actually thought I had friends, you know, and these are people who have thrown me overboard. And, you know, I'm thankful that I know it now. I'm really thankful that I know it now. And I have a feeling that you're going to find out the same thing, too. And there was a guy, there was a singer by the name of Otis Redding, back, 1960s. And he used to say that he made some money, you know, selling his records. And he used to say, when you have a lot of money, you have a lot of friends. And when the money goes, so do the friends. So think in your life. Are you being used? Are you being used by your friends? Do you have talents that they really appreciate? I mean, can you fix things that they don't know how to fix? Do you have money that they keep asking you for, they keep begging you for? Do you? Is it a two-way street? Or is it just you provide and they take? You know, in the television series Jericho, there was this young boy, and he was kind of dating Stanley, the farmer's sister. And this young guy was totally out of touch with everything. He thought all you had to do was, hey, you don't have to do anything. You just order it from the internet, and it just shows up. That's what he thought. Nobody makes it. It just shows up. And he also said that something that was very interesting. He said, well, people just kind of like me for my vibe or vibes. And that's, so what is that? What does that mean? Well, that's the guy who says, I'll tell you what. You know, if you insist, I'll come over and help you eat your barbecue, eat your hot dogs and hamburgers and drink your beer. I mean, you know, I'll be glad to. I'll try to show up and help eat that food. You don't need anybody like that. Believe me, you don't need anybody who is good just for their vibe or vibes. You need people who will lift the other end of that board, help you when you need help, rather than you just help them because they're needy all the time. And there are too many of those people. And not one of them is welcome at my house, nor my farm, nor will I help them. And I mean that. I'm not willing to help people who just have their hand out all the time. And I want you to think about that, class. That's your homework. Who do you know that has, who do you know who has his or her hand out all the time? Begging you, asking you, telling you that, you know, you need to help them without returning the favor. Without them keeping score. The friends whom I have left, nobody keeps score. The ones who did keep score threw me overboard, and I'm thankful for it. Because I don't have to feed them. Or as our son would say, hey, Dad, more potato chips for us. And that's kind of a... And what he means by that is, if we had potato chips, and if we were at the kitchen table, and if we were eating them, they wouldn't be here, so there'd be more potato chips for us. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced on Twitter that he has authorized the total declassification of all documents relating to the Russia collusion and Hillary Clinton email probes. Sean Davis, co-founder of The Federalist, says this is a big deal.
These people use this to cast doubt on our elections. You know, they talk about the integrity of our democracy. And they, after Trump was inaugurated, they went and hijacked the presidency. And the problem is that if nobody is made to pay for this, if nobody goes to prison, it's going to happen again.
President Trump is asking Congress to help small businesses and the airline industry after he slammed the brakes on a new coronavirus stimulus package. The president looking to give the airline industry $25 billion and small businesses $135 billion. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tributes continue to come in as one of rock's most celebrated guitarists has lost his lengthy battle with cancer. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
Van Halen's son, Wolf, announced the news Tuesday on Twitter, saying, quote, "He was the best father I could ever ask for. Every moment I've shared with him on and off stage was a gift. My heart is broken, and I don't think I'll ever fully recover from this loss," unquote. Eddie and his brother Alex founded the band that bore their name in 1972, and went on to sell more than 56 million albums worldwide over their more than 40-year career. Van Halen and the rest of the band were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. Van Halen was 65. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
With the Los Angeles Lakers win last night over the Miami Heat, they now hold a commanding 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver telling ESPN, "Much of the social justice messaging that you see on the courts and on the backs of players' jerseys will be largely left off the floor next season."
My sense is there'll be somewhat a return to normalcy, that those messages will largely be left to be delivered off the floor. And I understand those people who are saying, I'm on your side, but I want to watch a basketball game.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Class, remember Vinny saying, got 22s? Got 22s? For months, I said, got 22s. And I was trying to tell you that if you don't have them, you should get them immediately. And this was in the good old days. Now, they're very hard to get. If you can get them, they're about $10 a box. The same size box for 50 rounds that used to cost me 50 cents when I was, maybe an early teenager. So when you talk about, are you ready? Are you prepared? Well, we've been told that prosperity is right around the corner. there's a V-shaped recovery, whatever that means, that Americans will soon be back to work, you know, the old, get back into the old routine. This would soon pass. Well, it's 8 months. And here's some facts. About 90% of New York City bar and restaurants owners were unable to pay their full rent in the month of August. Retail stores continue to close at a pace that has never been seen before. 780,000, almost 790,000 Americans filed for unemployment claims about a week ago. Overall, Americans, how many? About 60 million have filed claims for unemployment in 2020. 60 million. Now, not everybody works, right? So, of the people who did work and were on the books, 60 million have filed claims for unemployment in 2020. Disney, we reported, and we weren't the only ones to report this, 25% of Disney's layoffs will occur in Florida. How many are being laid off by Disney? 28,000. JCPenney, 15,000. As the holidays approach. Now, this is the time they'd normally be ramping up, hiring more people. Anheuser-Busch, laying off 400 employees. Allstate, 3,800 employees. General Motors, their sales of new vehicles down 10% from a year ago. San Francisco apartment rent has fallen one-fifth compared to a year ago. All of the Regal Cinema theaters in the United States are being shut down. Two airlines, United and American, combined, have let 32,000 employees go. And we're fighting each other, right? Within the United States. If you really think that this is going to get better anytime soon, I suggest you re-examine it. I said early on, like in the beginning of the corona panic, that this would happen. I said that I don't believe, and this was a long time ago I said this, like January, that we aren't going to see daylight of getting out of this for 20 years. We've been laughed at. We've been ridiculed. What do you think now? So, you can pay attention and you can get what you need right now. And I've been saying this for a long time. Get what you need while you still can get it. We're having trouble getting things. We're having trouble getting parts. Literally. When I call someone on the phone and I say, let me give you an example. We're working on a Chevy pickup truck. And underneath the engine, there are two rods, two braces that are about 2 feet long. We call the Chevy dealer and say, okay, so under the engine, on the frame, attached to the frame, meaning in the middle of the vehicle, right under the engine, there is a brace that goes from the center diagonally out to the side member of the frame. There's two of them. They're about 2 feet long. Can you tell us how much they are and the availability? Guy can't find it. We tell him it's a frame part. It's not an engine part. It's not a transmission part. They can't figure it out. Now, this is at the dealership. This is the parts guy. This is not some young kid. This is someone who has been there for quite a while. This kind of thing is going on over and over. Almost every call I make, the person on the other end has no clue what I'm talking about. I can describe it in detail, and they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to do it. Why is that? Because of the high cost of low wages. We're not, the people who are hired don't care. They don't want to learn. It's too much work. The people who are paying them don't want to pay them anymore because the employees don't want to work. It's terrible. And that's why if you want to have your spark plugs changed, it costs $350 or more.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I'm talking about a big open engine compartment. If you do a search and you say cost to change spark plugs, Chevy Silverado, $1,500. So Chevrolet Silverado, that'd be a pickup truck. $1,500 would be a half ton size. That's the standard size pickup truck, not the big one. It's a full size body, but light duty. Yeah, $350. Just look it up.
That's amazing.
And it takes me a half hour. It takes me a half hour, and that's because I'm really careful. And I put copper anti-seize compound on a pipe on the threads of the spark plug, and I tighten the right amount. And I look at them, and I put silicone dielectric grease on the boots, spark plug boots, and I check everything. And so it takes me a half hour, $350. And on Friday, I'll probably tell you about how to buy spark plugs for less money and how to get the right ones. And I can buy spark plugs. They're rebates. I can buy a $4.50 spark plug and get a $3 rebate on it.
Wow.
For each one. So spark plugs can cost me $1.50 a piece. Now, I can't do that forever. There are limits on how many you can buy, and we buy the limit. And I'll probably talk about that on Friday, hour number two. What I'm saying is you have to learn how to do everything yourself. Let me give you one more example. Let's say you have a faucet. Make it even worse. Let's say you have a shower control knob that is in the wall and it's behind tile. And it starts leaking. And you call the plumber and he goes, oh, geez, they don't make that anymore. So what we'll have to do is put a new control valve in there. And what we'll do is we'll hammer out the tile. We'll chip out the tile. And you have to have a tile guy come back when I'm done, with the plumbing part. And I'll put a new shower control in there, and it'll be about $450. And then call the tile guy and see if he can put those tile pieces together that I just broke. You need to learn how to do it yourself. More importantly, you need to have the parts before that thing starts leaking and before it's discontinued. Because if you're like me, and you have an old John Deere tractor, and you want to buy hydraulic seals so you can rebuild the hydraulic cylinder for the front-end loader, and you call John Deere and they go, well, that's an obsolete part. We don't have that anymore. So now you have a tractor that you can't use that it'll cost $100,000 to replace because John Deere stopped making the replacement parts. That's where we are today. Chevy, Ford, Chrysler, they all do it. They're all in competition to see who can cheat their customers the fastest and the most. If you look at how much a headlight used to cost 99 cents in the 70s, a headlight today can cost $1,000. Because people want these stylish front ends of vehicles. $1,000. A typical one would probably cost, only $200 plus installation, which might be another $150. The light bulbs. You used to be able to buy a headlight, and the headlight had the glass, the lens, the reflector, the whole complete assembly for 99 cents. Now, the bulb may cost you just the part that lights up. Forget the housing, the reflector, the lens, all that. Just the bulb may cost $40 or more.
That's amazing. They used to be like $5 or $10.
Well, and some of them you have to take the front wheel off, jack up the car, take the front wheel off so that you can take the inner fender liner off so you can get to the darn bulb.
That's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. absolutely ridiculous.
And so who goes and buys these cars? You know, people go on the lot and they talk to the dealer's salesperson. Do you think that salesperson has taken a vehicle apart? Do you think that salesperson has gone out in the shop and gotten under cars and looked at them with a mechanic to learn about them? They stand around and drink coffee and eat donuts in the on the sales floor. That's what they do. They don't know anything about the cars. So you're going to entrust someone with a $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 purchase that doesn't know squat about a car? I know. I was in the Mercedes showroom while we were waiting for Mercedes to try to figure out what was. We were stumped with a 500 SL. It would go into limp mode. And we worked on it and we couldn't figure it out. And they said, oh, yeah, we're the guys to do it. We know. Our guy's been to Germany. He's trained on this 500 SL. It's a V8 two-seater. And the engine control computer would get goofy. And so they worked on it for 2 hours, and then they told us they couldn't figure it out. And we said, wait a minute, you told us you could figure it out. And they said, well, it'll cost 2 to 3 times what the car is worth to tell you what's wrong with it. Not to fix it. Just to tell you what's wrong with it. But during that time, I was in the sales floor, and I watched these sales guys, and they're just looking at each other, laughing and scratching, so I went to one of them and I started asking him some questions. You know, I played like I had no clue. I didn't, you know much about Mercedes. That's what I led him to believe. I didn't lie to him. I just was, you know, appeared to be pretty dumb. And that guy had the guy who was selling the cars to the unsuspecting buyers, who actually thought he knew what he was selling, had no clue. No clue. I could have done a better job selling Mercedes right, just walking in off the parking lot, going into the sales floor. I could have done a better job selling Mercedes than they were doing without being trained at all. That's where we are today. People don't have a clue. We bought a thermostat for a vehicle. Go to the internet, from the big box auto store. It shows the thermostat, the thermostat gasket comes complete. What gets delivered? Thermostat, no gasket. Why? Because nobody checked the box. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So here's some numbers. A lot of people are behind on their utility bills. And just take, for example, Indiana, just one of the 50 states in the United States of America. There are currently more than 112,000 households that are behind 4 months or more on their electric bills. So if you multiply that times three, say, okay, so let's say there's three people in a household. That's a third of a million people who are at the risk of having their electricity shut off in Indiana right now. Right now. Now, there is an edict by the federal government that you will not shut off the electricity. But that's expiring very soon in lots of states. Right now, there are about 21 states that have disconnection bans in place, meaning you can't shut off the electricity or water. Well, when they expire, then what happens? What if your electricity is shut off? What if your electricity is shut off by mistake? Oh, we meant, we didn't mean apartment 504. We meant 404. Sorry. And what if it takes a few days to get through to those guys because they disconnected through their computer network so many meters at the same time? That's it. And why would they do that? Well, because the electric companies have to buy either energy to generate electricity, pay their employees to keep it in distribution, or they pay for the electricity, they buy the electricity from some other generation station or company, and then use their transmission lines. So it's like one of those two. But they have to pay something for the energy that they sell you. And if you can't pay them, they can't pay their suppliers. And their suppliers are going to shut them down. So it's incumbent upon the electric utility companies to keep this whole thing running. And they do that by charging you more than they pay for the electricity. That's what they do. And if you can't pay them, they can't pay the suppliers, and the whole thing comes tumbling down. That's where we are today. That's just one state. One state, a third of a million people. So multiply that times 50. Some numbers are as high as 179 million Americans are potentially at risk of having their utilities shut off. 179 million. That's about 54%. 54% of Americans are at risk of having their power shut off. So if you think everything's great and you're going to be able to buy whatever it is you think you're going to need later, and some of these people have their electricity shut off, do you think they're going to be worried about going back to work when they can't, when they don't have electricity? What do you think is going to be the most important thing to them? Their survival. That's what's going to be the most important thing. Class, you need to watch Combat, the television series. And as David said, you can watch it on YouTube. You need to watch it because you will see what it is like to live without. You know, the home that you had today might not be there tomorrow for a lot of reasons. We could go to war with China any second at the stroke of a pen or at the push of a button. And by the way, the guy who carries the football for the president with the nuclear launch codes in it, he has COVID. Back to you, Gwyneth.
Yeah, I was just going to say, in Ireland, even into the 1950s and 1960s, after the war that Ireland had with England, England decided that they weren't really willing to trade with Ireland anymore. That's another thing that happens after wars. And that meant that it became very hard in Ireland to get things like tractor parts. And so they had to go back to ploughing their fields with horses. So they went back to that technology just to feed themselves. And when my husband Archie was in Ireland in the 1950s and 1960s, he saw that it was normal for farmers to plough their fields using a team of horses. And this is it. This is what people have to, you know, be aware is coming in a complete systemic collapse. That there's people out there now, if you're lucky, you might have a farm. And if you have a farm, you should get horses because they will not only be a form of transport, they will be a supply of manure for your garden. And if you have horses and if you have their manure, you will always be able to grow vegetables and you will be able to feed your chickens because you can build a manure pile which will get full of maggots and the maggots will feed the chickens and then the chickens will make eggs. And then after the manure has finished composting, then you can put it on your garden and then you can use that to raise vegetables. This people who can adapt to this lifestyle, who can go back to living in this way, will survive. And it'll be an existence that's full of hard work and probably not much money eventually.
We're out of time. We're out of time.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.